You know, we three kings of Orient are, you know, in the different songs and things, we think that there was three wise men, but we really don't know exactly how many there were. And and tradition kind of says that way, but anyway, these wise men in the Greek text are called magi's. Have you ever heard that? Magi's? And now, believe it or not, a magi was a bad person. They were a bad person. And I didn't realize this until I was doing this study. And what they were is they were magicians, they were sorcerers, they were wizards, and they were like much like Simon. In Acts chapter 8 and verse 9 it says, "But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched people of Samaria, giving out that he himself was some great one." And then also in Acts 13:8 it says, "But Aeneas, the sorcerer, for so his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith." Now, there's many that believe that these could have been men like that, but as I was studying this out in that, they say that it could not have been that way. They were not sorcerers, they were not magicians, and they were not wizards. And so here we see that the Jewish writers interpret the word as an enchanter or a blasphemer of God, the magi, that is. But I don't believe that these were those type of people. Now, some have thought that this is could have been a national name for people of that time, and suppose that there was some posterity in from Abraham through his last wife who inhabited the country in that part of Arabia. But and this could very easily have been. But I believe that along with a lot of the Eastern writers and things like that, that these men were people who were very scholarly. They knew the scripture. They knew what they were looking for. And they understood exactly what God had for them to be looking for. They understood that there was going to be a new king born. And they also knew the time period that he was going to be born in. Now, many people say, well, how did they know that? Well, if you go into the book of Daniel and look at Daniel's 70 weeks, you'll see that it had to be at the end of the 69th week. And that's where they were looking for that prophecy. Now, here we see that the three of them were, or not the three, but the wise men were from the east. They knew the Persian language. They also could have been priests of some sort. We're not sure what exactly they were, but they could have been a priest of some kind. But we do learn that some measure that these men knew God's word, and they knew exactly what they're looking for. Now, there's some interesting things about them in that they came from the east, and they had thought that there'd be a new king there, and many believe that they were astrologers, and that they knew the signs of the stars. Now, this is very important. In Daniel chapter 2 and verse 2, it says, "And the king commanded to call the magicians and the astrologers and the sorcerers and the Chaldeans for to show the king his dreams." Now, here we see that back in the days of Nebuchadnezzar that he called all of the magicians and the astronomers and the sorcerers to take and come and try to show him what his dream was that he had the night before that he couldn't remember. And many believe that these could have been of that type of person. Then in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 14, it says, "Then the Lord said unto me, out of the north an evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land." You know, others have thought that they may have come from Arabia, and they could have been sheiks and or everything else. But in Psalms chapter 72, verse 10, it says, "And the kings of Tarshish and the isles shall bring presents, the kings of Sheba and Sheba shall offer their gifts." Now, so we don't know exactly what country they were coming from. However, we do know that they were coming for one specific purpose. And that specific purpose was to worship the newborn king. Now, it's interesting to me to, and I talked to the teenagers last night about this a little bit, at Tug. We had a really good Tug last night. We had 20 teenagers there last night. I mean, it was great. Kids had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun. As long as I have fun, I don't care if they do or not. But anyway, but it's interesting. Turn your Bibles, if you will, to the book of Matthew. I want to just take and go through this a little bit while we're doing it. Matthew chapter 2. And I'm going to just read this because there's some things in here I want to take and bring out. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and the scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus is written by the prophet, and thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, art not the least among the princes of Judea, for out of thee shall come a governor, and shall rule my people Israel." Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, and I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they had which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Now, there are some very important things about these wise men. And the first thing is this. They knew something was going to happen, but they didn't know exactly when. And they were looking for something to come that they didn't know exactly what time it was going to come. And you know, it reminded me of how we are to be looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. We don't know when he's coming back, but we know he's coming back. And they did the same thing. They didn't know exactly when he was going to be born, but they were looking for the sign that he was going to be born. And then as they went to Jerusalem. Now, this is very important. And the reason it's important is this. I do not believe that they followed the star to Jerusalem. I don't. I do not feel they followed that star to Jerusalem. And I'll show you why in just a couple minutes. But what I believe is this. Is that they saw the star in the east and they said, okay, there's been a king born in Judea. Now, They went to what city? They go to Bethlehem? No. They went to Jerusalem. Okay, why did they go to Jerusalem? That's where the king was. Well, if a king was going to be born, he was going to be born where? In Jerusalem, right? So they did not follow the star. They lost sight of it. They went to Jerusalem because that's where the king should have been. Now, there's many that believe that these wise men may have traveled as much as 2 years to get to where they were going. There's many that believe they could have been three to 500 miles away, and they had to go to Jerusalem. Well, okay, they traveled across the wilderness for that period of time, not knowing exactly what they were going to find when they got to Jerusalem. Now, think about this for just a minute. They come in to Herod, and they said, where is the baby king? Or where's the young child that's going to be the king? And he goes, there's no king here. There's no king born here. You know, do you think they might have been just a little bit disappointed? I know I would have been. After traveling that far on camel and donkey and everything else, I would have been a little bit disappointed if I would have came and all of a sudden there was nobody there to worship. So Herod, he goes, he says, okay, he says, let's find out where this king is. If these guys traveled for 2 years to come see this king, let's find out where he was supposed to be born. Now, I believe that these wise men knew the book of Daniel. And they knew Daniel 70 weeks. I believe they knew the book of Ezekiel. And they knew that the Messiah was to be born. I believe that they knew all of that scripture. But they did not know the book of Malachi. They did not know the book of Malachi. And Malachi was where it said where the Christ child would be born, in Bethlehem of Judea. Now, the time of their coming was when Jesus was born, not as soon as he was born, though, and many believe it may have been 2 years later, because they did not come to the manger, they came to a house. Now, let's back up for just a minute. They came to Jerusalem, right? And what did Herod tell them?
There's no king here.
Okay.
And how is it might be more frightened to say that to a king? If any question thing, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Okay. All right, now, okay. But look what it says. And this is why I don't believe they followed the star to Jerusalem. If you take and you look at verse 9, it says, and when they heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. I don't believe that they saw the star until after they met Herod. Then God brought the star back up again, and he shined it right over where?
It wouldn't be a normal star, because there's no star in the heaven. It wouldn't be able to shine like the sun. It would have to be something
supernatural. Supernatural. Yeah. Exactly. And I believe that. But I do not believe that they followed that star to Jerusalem. I believe they went there. Yes, sir. The who? No. No. Okay, what they did there is they were told by the angel where Jesus was born. Okay, but this here, and you know, they were following the star for a long time. And how do we know the age that Jesus was? Yeah, we do. Yeah.
And after they departed, they see star, and okay, there it is.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, now, all right, let's take a look at this. How old was Jesus when the wise men came? Okay. All right. Mrs. Eccles, how old do you think he was? Huh? Yes, you do? Okay, think about Herod. What, after the wise men departed a different way, what decree did he make? How old? 3 years old and under. Okay, now, so let's take a look at this. Let's just go down here a little bit. And let's see. Okay, verse 15, it says, "And was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, out of Egypt have I..." Oh, that's not it. Oh, here it is, verse 16. "Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth to slay all the children that were born in Bethlehem and in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old." I'm sorry, it was 2 years, not three, "and under." So that means he had to be under how old? Under 2 years old. Because Herod thought, okay, we're going to go up to 2 years old. So I'm thinking that he's probably a year old, if maybe a little bit even older than that. And because they do not call him a what? Baby. They call him a young child. And if he was still an infant, they would call him a baby. But they don't. They call him a young child. So that means that he was older than birth age. Now, we see here that they figured that he was born on the 6th of January, and which would be about right, because Mary would have had to have 40 days of purification, and it doesn't in that long of journey would have been probably at least a year. So here we see that Jesus could have been anything from 6 months to a year old, you know, before the wise men came. So, but what we need to realize is that God had everything perfectly planned. And, you know, here we see these wise men knowing the scripture. They knew that the Messiah was going to be born. They knew that he was going to be King of Kings, and they knew of the approximate time period. And they were watching for that time to come. Now, what we need to realize is this, is that I believe that God had the wise men listed in the book of Matthew, and we talked about this last Sunday in my message, about showing his kingship. After all, what gifts did they bring? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So here we see three of the most pricey things of that time period. Gold. You know, who had gold? The kings. Frankincense, a very, very, very expensive spice at that time period. And myrrh, which was also very, very expensive. So here we see that God had these men come and worship his son and bring the gifts of a king. And we need to realize that even in today's life, there, when a child is born into a royal family... Now, I did a little study on this the other day, and I was looking at over in England, the Prince Charles, not Prince Charles, Prince, anyway, his wife just had a baby. I'm trying to think of her name. Yeah. Anyway, okay. all the countries of the world sent her presents, baby presents. You know, and so, you know, every country did that. Well, it was the same way back in Bible times, that when there was a new king born, all these countries would take and send presents to that king for the child. And here we see that these wise men came from the east, and they brought all of this gold, frankincense, and myrrh to them. Now, what was the gold, frankincense, and myrrh to be used for? Okay. And, you know, it's, you know, people think, well, you know, why would they have that? But they had to go to Egypt, didn't they? What were they going to live on in Egypt? They sold it. Well, see, okay, now you got to realize the Egyptians, they used frankincense and they used myrrh in their embalming of, you know, dead people. Okay, and that was very, very costly in Egypt. I mean, it was very, it was worth a lot of money. So what God did is he says, okay, he says, we're going to give them gold, frankincense, and myrrh. I'm going to have them go into Egypt, and they're going to have to live there. What's that? How did what? They didn't. They had no idea. Yeah. That was a gift that was a typical gift that was given to a newborn king. Was well, they did. They embalmed them, but not like they did in Egypt. Egypt, you know, if you go back into the Old Testament and you look at when Isaac died, and it took 40 days to embalm him. 40 days. And that wasn't, you know, just part of the mourning time. It took 40 days to embalm the body so that it would not decay. They had a way of doing things like no other country. Yes, sir. For his death. Right. Well, see, the gold was for kingship. The frankincense, believe it or not, would have been for the prayers. They used that in the temple. And then the myrrh was for his death. So actually, if you look at it, you could say it was Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three in one. And so, and it made up that part of it. I must have 15 different messages on this part of it. But anyway, so here we see that these wise men came from afar. They weren't really magi because a magi was somebody that was really bad. And so here we see that they were men of scholarly living. They did know the Bible. They did know what they were looking for. And so they came to Jerusalem to seek the newborn king, and he wasn't there. And they went on to Bethlehem after they found out where he was going to be born. And when they went to Bethlehem, they found the baby, and or they found the young child, and he was there. They worshipped him, and then they went out another way, and then we know the rest of the story, how Herod was upset, and he had all the babies under 2 years old killed, but the wise men were very important in the Christmas story, in that they ushered in the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Yes, sir. Well, yeah. Well, see, they knew the scripture. They knew Daniel, they knew Ezekiel. They knew those two books real well. They knew Daniel 70 weeks, and they knew that it had to be towards the end of the 69th week when this was going to happen. And they knew the approximate within a year of when it was going to happen. Then they saw the star, and then they knew that that was the time that it was going to happen. Yes, right. So that's why they think that they could have been over in Babylon, over in that area there. And then, but they did not know Malachi. That was after the captivity. They did not know Malachi, that exact place where he was going to be born. They didn't know it was going to be in Bethlehem of Judea. So, all right, let's have a word of prayer and we'll get ready for church. Father, thank you so much for this morning. Thank you for this lesson. I pray now that you'll guide and direct us this morning and help us in all that we do. Father, we thank you for Sunday school. We thank you for those who are here. We pray now that you'll guide and direct us. And we'll give you praise and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, we're going to start church in about 10 minutes.